Now, I'm delighted to welcome my next two guests. One joins me in studio, one joins me on the phone, and they are here to tell me about Network Ireland launching its Kerry branch for female entrepreneurs, employers and employees. Network Ireland has, of course, been around for a number of years. It's a not-for-profit, voluntary, national organisation. It's all about supporting the professional and personal development of women in business. But this is the first time it has come to Kerry. And I'm delighted to be joined in studio by the woman who is going to be spearheading it here in Kerry, the inaugural president of Network Ireland Kerry, Linda O'Mahony-Logan. And we're also joined on the line by Network Ireland branch liaison and former president of Network Ireland, Joan Walsh. So Linda and Joan, welcome.
Thank you, Deirdre. Great to be here.
And you might pop on a set of headphones there, Linda, so you'll be able to hear Joan. Now, first of all, actually, Joan, I might come to you first of all. Just give us a little bit of knowledge about what Network Ireland is. Just a general summing up of its whole modus operandi, if you like.
Of course, Deirdre. How are you? And thanks very much for having us on the show, first of all. So you summarised it there yourself perfectly, Deirdre. Yeah, it's a voluntary organisation, first and foremost, and it's not-for-profit. So we're a national organisation that supports women in business from all professional sectors. So our membership is made up of a very diverse group of women, from budding entrepreneurs, SME owners, to employees from local, national and multinational organisations, and of course non-for-profits, charities, the arts and of course public sector. And with the addition of the Network Ireland Kerry branch now, we have 17 branches throughout Ireland. And I suppose the testament to the success of Network Ireland is the fact we have the 17 branches, and we've been around, would you believe, for 40 years the association has been going on. But the fact it's a voluntary organisation, I think, is fantastic, because we all work together as a cohesive unit to support primarily women in business from all professional sectors. Each branch across the country would have monthly events. They could be centred around a fantastic female entrepreneur and her success story, to a panel event. We have training events as well, be it, you know, something related around finance for your business, social media, and equally, it's mentoring month actually this month, and we have a specific mentoring programme as well for Network Ireland. It's for members by members. And also we have Business Woman of the Year Awards. So that's another fantastic opportunity for members to showcase themselves, their abilities and their businesses.
Very good.
Delighted to be coming to Kerry.
Of course. And Linda, what kind of, I know you have your own business and you've a background in a lot of different areas of business, but what attracted you to getting involved in this network?
I guess, Deirdre, if I go back, first of all, yeah, I have my own coaching and leadership development business, and we keep going back to life before COVID and life after COVID. Before COVID, I travelled a lot. I travelled a lot internationally. And then as COVID hit, everything changed. And luckily for me, as we all had to embrace the world, the virtual world, my business, like on any given day, I could be working across anywhere in Europe, the States or Asia. But a lot of it's from the little office in my back garden. And post-COVID, last October, I went to an event in the fabulous RDI Hub in Killorglin. And I remember meeting Emily, who's part of our committee, and saying, this is it now, I need to get out after COVID. Because what I noticed is that I consider myself confident, but I actually realise, actually, I'm losing a lot of my confidence, because working virtually, you're working, you know, getting out, meeting people, I was like, I need to get out of my comfort zone again. This is what I preach every day. And I felt well out of my comfort zone that day, but came away from the RDI Hub that day feeling really inspired. And Emily said, we've got a great idea. There's a few of us working on something. She'd been part of Network Ireland in Dublin and in Cork when she moved up in terms of developing her, both personally and professionally for her, which you'll all hear at the launch on the 7th of June. And that began the conversations. And then 10 of us got together and thought, OK, we're going to do this. Worked with Joan, who's our national liaison, and Network Kerry is officially launching next Wednesday. And already for me, you know, we did two coffee mornings, as you know, in Kerry there's 14 hubs, digital hubs for remote working. And we had a coffee morning in Tom Crean, and we had a coffee morning again in the RDI Hub, and we had over 50, 60 businesses came there. And for me, I said, this is it, before we ever launch. It was the connecting piece. I reconnected with people I went to college with like 25 years ago. Even reconnecting with yourself, Dee, having worked with you and Marissa Reedy, because Recovery Haven are going to be our charity partner. Basically every branch has their own charity partner. So it's been fantastic already in terms of the amount of people I've been re-engaged with. And it's given me a whole sense of community. And I think that's ultimately what it's about, is a community of support.
And Joan, just to come back to you, it's about women helping women too, because I presume every woman who joins the network will bring her own unique skill set, her own unique contacts book. And I presume each woman can help the other woman in maybe an area of developing her business that she's not so strong in, because everybody has some strengths and weaknesses in their own arsenal, if you like.
Absolutely. You know, especially, I suppose, those of us who own our own businesses, you know, it can be a lonely road to a certain extent. So after a long day in the office, be it if you're an entrepreneur or an employee within a company, you can come to one of the monthly events and kind of just let it all out, have a talk with, I suppose, someone else within your group. And I always find it works really well for me in that respect. You know, I go back energized back into my company if I have a particular thing I need help with. But equally, there's people in the network who would be far more established than I would. Our company's 14 years, but there's women in my networks who are around 20, 30 years, and they have that experience that I can, I suppose, learn from. So it's great from that supportive element, you know?
And if they've come across, I presume these women, we'll say, who might be around longer than you, they may be able to help you with a challenge in your business life that they themselves have come across exactly. Over the years as well, and there's an exchange of ideas and advice there.
100%, absolutely. But in terms of collaborating as well, I, for example, set up a second company from someone I'd met within my network years ago, and it just came from talking, communicating. You know, we'd send our companies at the time, and we're saying, oh, actually, look, we could do something else together. And that all came from network, you know?
Okay, and Linda, tell us what's happening next week.
So, just before I mention that, Deirdre, when you talk about there, that yes, people have in their business, but actually people will talk a lot from the other networks that were giving us the idea that it actually helps people in their personal lives as well. So it's just, you know, it's kind of that holistic support we love to think that people will get. So next Wednesday, the 7th of June at 6:30 at the Rose Hotel in Tralee, we'll have our official launch of Network Ireland Kerry. So we have a number of fantastic speakers. Joan is going to be there. Our national president, Emma, who's from Kildare, who's an amazing story, also works for herself. We also have Marguerite, who's a STEM professional from Cork, who has an amazing story working with Johnson & Johnson. And just, again, for her, in terms of building, she has built a really, you know, strong connections, and she's really driven the whole STEM professionals within the Munster area, nationally and internationally. She'll share that. And then we have other speakers, and basically what they're going to talk about is how will network support you personally and professionally? It's for people living in Kerry. There might be people now that we've moved post-COVID as well, where people are relocating. Network is a great way to actually connect with people and build a community.
Yeah, and the way work is going, the future of the work is, Linda, that there are more people going to be working from home. And I think everybody, even if you love working from home, everybody needs an outlet of meeting other adults. Maybe you're someone with small kids. You need to get out and meet people and, you know, again, just to use that word, network.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. And I was amazed at the coffee morning at the RDI Hub last week, where two women came to me. One in particular said she sat in the car and she was really nervous. And she said, I've been a really confident business person. I've worked in businesses my whole life. And she said, I realise I haven't been doing this, going out meeting people. It's almost like I'm on these WhatsApp groups, I'm on Zoom or Teams. And she's like, this is fantastic to get me back out connecting. So there is that. And I was at an event, a Network Galway event, and they talked last week about the whole idea of grow remote. And a lot of organisations now are going to be advertising their jobs where they're not going to be location specific. So there's even going to be more of it. And that's what we would like to think, that when people are moving to Kerry, that through the network, they can come onto Network Ireland and say, OK, I'm going to link in with Network Ireland Kerry and get support.
And you have actually, we've even noticed it here in Radio Kerry from talking to people, there's a lot of people who worked maybe in Dublin or London or wherever, and since the pandemic made working from home more accessible, they're coming back here.
Yeah, and I was also one of them, Deirdre, because before 2018, I would have spent 6.5 years in Dublin. Then I came back, and 3 years of COVID, I was realised actually 9 years out of Kerry, how you disconnect. And I'm amazed in the last 4 months, I feel like I've accelerated back to the connections I've had and accelerated them even more.
Yeah, and you've a lot of people signed up already.
So at this stage, I think we've over 60, 70, we have over 100 people in there next week. And there's going to be a lot of businesses across a range of different industries. And also would like just to give mention to, you know, our key partners in Kerry, RAIB and the Leos. So they will have their people there as well. And we're really grateful for their support.
Yeah. Now, I had a feeling this was going to come in, but a listener's been on to say, this is brilliant to hear about Network Ireland, but imagine what would be said if it was a Just for Men organisation. Is this a double standard? Joan, I'm sure that's not the first time someone has put that question to you.
No, it's a fantastic question. The events themselves are open to men, so you're all welcome. Come to the event. The membership base is female. However, the events themselves are absolutely 100% open to males as well. So we would love to see you there.
Okay, well, that's putting it right back at our listener who wants to ask. But I suppose, Joan, realistically, I mean, back in the day when there weren't as many visible women in the workplace or very few female entrepreneurs, I mean, men did deals and they networked with each other on the golf course and at rugby matches and in the bar and that kind of thing. So I suppose this isn't anything new. This is just a different way of networking and sharing contacts.
Yeah. Absolutely. I remember if you go to the Cork Chamber event 20 years ago, if there was a woman there, it'd be, you know, fairly shocking, but it's very well represented now. But yeah, 40 years ago, Network Ireland was built for that reason, to support women in business. But it's still growing and evolving in terms of our diversity and inclusion is obviously equally important. But there is still a need for an organisation like Network Ireland, because I suppose we wouldn't be going as strong as we are to this day. But we are open, absolutely, to men in business as well. But it is nice to have an association for women in business. I don't see anything wrong with it whatsoever. But I agree with the double standard thing in terms of it should be open to everybody, and that's why the events are open to one and all.
Okay. And Joan, a lot of people are asking as well, they pretty much the same question coming from a few people. They're wondering if they're not an entrepreneur, if they're not a business owner, is this organisation for them or is it just for people who own their own business?
No, that's a great question as well, because it's open. So if you're a musician, if you work for a charity, whatever you do, you have a place with Network Ireland. You are more than welcome to come because it's open to everybody, no matter what professional sector you're in. You know what I mean?
Okay,
I
very good.
That question.
Very good. Linda, you're the inaugural president, so you've a busy year ahead.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it already. We've had, as I said, we had the coffee mornings and with the launch next week and met lots of people. We have an amazing committee with, again, number of people on the committee. There's employers, there's self-employed, there's also employees. So even on the committee, we're really conscious of having the cross-section. We're going to do the same from September. We're going to kick off. We'll have monthly events. And again, the topics that we'll cover, the speakers we'll have will all be based on, we're going to do some research and saying, okay, what do people want to hear about? So then on a Wednesday evening in September or October, you're saying, okay, what's going to get me out for those 2 hours? It's making sure that it's relevant. And the idea is that you'll come along and you'll say, okay, I'm really looking forward to this. This is my 2 hours for me this month.
Yeah, and I might learn something and meet a few people.
Totally.
Yeah. Okay. So is the event on the 7th of June open to the public, yeah?
Yes. So if you go on to networkireland.ie and register, we'd like to see everybody. We'd like to see everyone come along at our coffee mornings last 2 weeks. We've had a number of mayors join us and they've also given us ideas and they've asked us saying, oh, okay, we'd love you to run certain events for the females in our business. So that's why I say to the males, come along as well on the evening. We want to hear from you what events, and also to partake in our events every month would be really important.
Okay, very good. Well, listen, the very best of luck with the launch. I'm looking forward to being at it myself. And thank you both for coming on and the best of luck with it in the future. We've got that thank you to President of Network Ireland, or former President of Network Ireland, Joan Walsh, and Network Ireland branch liaison as well. And thanks as well to the inaugural President of Network Ireland, Kerry, Linda O'Mahony Logan. Now we're going to take